35,000 new houses need to be built in Dublin over the next 4 years, but more planning permission is needed to build them. So say auctioneers in a study of the capital's housing needs. House prices have risen by over 10% in Dublin over the last year alone. Simon Stokes is chair of the residential agency group of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. He's here with us now. Simon, thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
But tell us more about what you found in the study.
We've looked at housing supply and housing requirements from 2014 to 2018 in the Dublin area. Starting off, I suppose, the basic thing you need to build houses is land. And we've identified that there's approximately 2,200 hectares of residential zoned land in the four local authorities. And that comprises about 2.4% of the land area. And that gives a potential for approximately 100,000 housing units, which in turn gives potential to house approximately 270,000 people. We've looked at the housing requirements over the next 4 years, and there's a minimum of 35,000, but planning permission exists for only 26,000. And within that 26,000 existing planning permissions, there may be a higher ratio of apartments to houses. And the other issue that's going to arise when people try to build these is that many of those permissions are older permissions, which are not compliant with new building regulations. So although there's existing permission for 26,000 units, many of those units may not be suitable or may not be built.
And many of the planning permissions exist in parts of the city where there isn't a big demand.
Absolutely. It was always thus, I suppose, the highest demand is where there is least supply. Nonetheless, although the Dublin City Council area shows the largest shortfall, it's reasonable to assume that people who want to live in the Dublin City Council area will, by virtue of necessity, live in the outer local authority areas where there is potential to supply housing.
Okay, so you've looked at what here? The amount of land that's zoned for building houses, but where houses haven't been built or where planning or have planning permission to build. On what basis do you know that there is a need for houses in those areas?
We engaged Future Analytics Consulting, and they have looked at population trends. They did an urban area study on housing requirement, population growth, and using those figures, we worked out how many houses, or at least they worked out for us, how many houses would be required. It's interesting today in the Financial Times, there's reference made to Ireland's housing market and how there's ghost estates in one part of the country and a housing shortage in Dublin.
Yes.
But we would argue that to have any hope of attracting further foreign direct investment, Dublin needs to have reasonably priced housing available. Most of the foreign direct investment into Ireland appears to want to come to or near Dublin, and it's essential that we have enough housing for their workers so that we can be competitive on cost
yes.
and quality of life.
But your study, and I've looked through it as much as I possibly can, but I don't see you quantifying what the demand for housing is.
Well, we have. We've quantified that there's a minimum requirement of 35,000 houses required within the four local authority areas in the next 4 years.
On what basis?
On population growth projections, CSO figures that
this study has a look of building houses to be sold rather than a need for houses to be built to be lived in. Is that fair?
Well, no. I'm not aware of any houses being sold at the moment for any other purpose than living in. And house pricing.
No, but the parts where planning permission are, the parts where you're looking for extra planning permission are in parts where there isn't a big demand for houses to be lived in at the moment.
I'm not sure I'd agree with that. We see fairly strong demand right across the four local authorities in Dublin. The existing housing stock that's available for moving into either to rent or to buy is being mopped up very quickly by the market. House price increases and rental increases show that demand exists and that there is insufficient supply at the moment right across the Dublin area.
Is planning permission the only barrier?
No, the main barrier actually to building houses at the moment is finance. We gave government a pre-budget submission of 10 points which would help increase supply in the short term. Some of the ones that we brought in were, or suggest that should be brought in, were reducing windfall tax from 80 to 33% on development land, revolving infrastructure funds. This is very important because although we've identified 2,200 hectares of residential zoned land, the vast majority of that may be inadequately serviced. So although the land is technically available, in practical terms, it's not shovel ready and not suitable for development.
Simon Stokes, thank you for coming into that. Simon Stokes, Chair of the Residential Agency Group with the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland.